I can't recall exactly when I first heard about the Tulsa Race Massacre because I've been here my whole life, but I do know that I was not in school when I heard about it. It was after I left high school. I had heard about the massacre at some point during my 20s. I was angry that this actually happened, and I was also seriously disappointed in the fact that this wasn't taught in school, and I wanted to get the word out more. My name is Sean Thomas. I am a fourth year PhD student here at Oklahoma State University. I was inspired by a couple of excerpts I read in some books about the Tulsa Race Massacre. I thought that maybe we could look at property ownership and how it changed hands over time to see if we could figure out how that transpired because it was only a rumor. They could never prove it. I had to do what we call georeferencing, which means that I take these maps that I got from the Tulsa County website and I had to turn them into something I could use. There are 600 pages of property ownership, each one containing 50 lines or so, and they're all handwritten with really bad handwriting. And that has to be entered item at a time into an Excel sheet. I've actually had to enlist the help of my wife with that one because I get frustrated trying to read that handwriting. This is our software called ArcGIS Pro. GIS stands for Geographic Information Systems. It's more than just a mapping program. It allows us to put transparent layers on one another, and we can see the properties owners are listed on them. And then the Dreamland Theater I've got marked here. This was a very important part of Greenwood's culture. It was the first movie theater in Tulsa that black people could go to because of Jim Crow laws back then. And I've got a few other key points marked out here on the map. The Tulsa County Courthouse in 1921 was in a different location than it's in now. And so I've got the 1921 location marked here. One of the things that I'm doing with this map is I've created an app for it so that people can actually walk around Greenwood. If someone is a descendant of a survivor of Greenwood, they can have this map and they can walk around and say, "Oh, my great grandfather owned this property on in 1921 or 1931 or whichever date." Here's the app. You can see we've got the different property ownerships listed on the different lots, and I've got the point data for the Drexel Building, the courthouse, the Brady Theater, Standpipe Hill, Oaklawn Cemetery, and the fairgrounds out there too. And this is something that I hope can help people again feel that kind of tie to the space and strengthen that collective identity to Greenwood. My plan is to get this app polished and then give it to the Greenwood Rising Project so that they can have it available for any visitor if they want to download the app and then walk around Greenwood. I'm hoping that app will help people feel a historical connection with family members.